Good morning. A round of rain and even some heavier bursts moved through parts of interior New York and New England during the overnight hours. A lot of rain still lingering around for the early morning period. So we'll start out the day wet across the region with temperatures largely in the 40s. A storm system over the Great Lakes trailing through the Ohio Valley with some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will push through during the course of the day today. And most of the steady rain will wind down by lunchtime across a large part of the area. It'll take a little longer to clear central and eastern New England, probably until the middle and latter portion of the afternoon, with some sunny breaks likely before the end of the day, allowing temperatures to push up into the high 50s and lower 60s on average. We'll have partly cloudy skies overnight tonight as high pressure builds in and temperatures will drop back into the 40s. This will set us up for a nice spring-like day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather. It'll even be warmer with highs pushing up towards 70. A couple of weak disturbances will push through an overall ridge of high pressure in the atmosphere for Thursday and Friday. No organized major storminess, however, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm will be likely on Thursday morning, with dry weather in the afternoon and highs in the lower 70s, and another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday as highs push up into the middle and upper 70s. Right now, it looks like a mainly dry weekend with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday in the lower to mid 70s, and another chance at a few showers or thunderstorms early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over the eastern Dakotas and Nebraska, northern Kansas, Iowa, most of Minnesota, and western Wisconsin. Strong southerly flow will bring higher dew points northward into the region today, creating strong instability. Convergence will increase along an advancing cold front and surface trough, and storms should erupt over northern Minnesota near the surface low, then farther southwestward along the surface trough. Wind profiles will favor supercells with very large hail likely. Low-level shear may be enhanced over central and northern Minnesota. As a result, a few tornadoes may occur. A strong tornado cannot be ruled out if low-level shear ends up being as strong as some of the computer models indicate. However, there are varying model solutions, and the situation will be watched closely as it evolves through the afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Bodrum Milas Airport in Turkey at 1:20 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Madrid, Spain at 8:51 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 7 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Johnston, South Carolina. The 92-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2002 by 3 degrees. There were 12 daily record lows at Loa, Utah. It was 4 degrees, and this is 11 degrees colder than the old record set in 1909. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, freezing rain and fog, 25 degrees with a south wind at 38 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with showers and 47 degrees, the dew point 41, 80% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 17 at Big Piney, Wyoming, Shirley Basin, Wyoming, and Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm in the lower 70s, Boston cloudy with showers near 50, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 45, that's 8 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 2.97 inches, so we wind April down with a deficit of 0.2 inches of rain, and 7.77 inches for the year, which is 3.40 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43, the record high, 86 in 2001, and the record low, 28 in 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today. Some breaks of sunshine possible later this afternoon with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm this morning, then breaks of sunshine this afternoon, highs in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm this morning, then breaks of sunshine this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warmer with highs near 70. Shower, perhaps a thunderstorm Thursday morning, then breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms Friday in the mid to upper 70s. Dry for Saturday and Sunday, under a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday with highs back into the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.